This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In true eugenic form, the United Nations Human Rights Committee makes it clear they want fewer humans to worry about in Ireland. Using rather cheap rhetoric, they proclaimed a right to eliminate the disabled in abortion and then assaulted Ireland's pro-life Amendment 8. Dublin solicitor Cora Sherlock says the committee has become a de facto lobby group for abortion. The campaign for Clinton continues its quest to force unlimited funding of abortion in America and elsewhere. With President Obama's endorsement now, Clinton goes directly to abortion, addressing the Planned Parenthood Action Fund Friday. Pro-life advocates will be outside for the early lunch event. Congress defeated an assault on the Hyde Amendment as abortion-friendly legislators sought to fund abortion in Washington, D.C. This is Life News Radio.
At Guiding Star, we believe that fertility and childbirth are natural, healthy biological processes, and that knowledge of them empowers women. We know that abortion and contraception interrupt normal processes of the female body, and that the results can be devastating. Women deserve education and support to embrace their abilities. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
In other headlines, if polling can determine morality, abortion in America is wrong. Grateful anyway, pro-life advocates are lauding another Gallup poll showing Americans finding abortion morally wrong by a 47-43 margin. And notorious abortionist Julie Burkhart picked an Oklahoma City location between the churches of two strong pastors. They are leading an effort to keep her out of their neighborhood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.